Seven Habits of a Godly Man, a Bible Study for Daily Living, NKJV Scripture References. Introduction. In a world full of distractions, temptations, and constant noise, God is still calling men to rise up and walk in godliness. A godly man is not perfect, but he is intentional. He builds habits that honor God, strengthen his character, and influence his home, his marriage, his children, and his community. None of these habits happen by accident. They are built through discipline, prayer, and partnership with the Holy Spirit. As apostolic believers, we recognize that true godliness begins with relationship, walking daily with Jesus Christ, who is God manifested in the flesh. Below are the seven habits of a godly man, rooted in Scripture, practical for everyday life, and easy to remember. Each habit includes biblical foundation, application, and a simple analogy. The seven habits. Number 1. Rise early and pray. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. A godly man starts his day at the feet of Jesus. Before the noise, before the news, before the phone, he seeks God. Early morning prayer positions your spirit before your schedule tries to control you. Why this matters: prayer early in the day keeps your mind anchored and your spirit sensitive. You fight fewer battles later when you prepare in the morning. Analogy: starting your day without prayer is like going into battle without loading your weapon. Number 2. Daily Word, read the Bible. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Prayer and Bible reading go hand in hand. Start your morning not only speaking to God, but also listening to Him. Scripture must feed your spirit before social media feeds your emotions. Application: read a chapter. Highlight a verse. Ask God to speak. Meditate throughout the day. What you consume determines how you think, react, and live. Analogy: trying to live without reading the Word is like trying to drive a car with no fuel. You're going nowhere spiritually. Number 3. God first in everything. Matthew 6 and 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Putting God first isn't just a slogan, it's a lifestyle. A godly man makes decisions through prayer, seeks God's will before his own, and aligns his life with kingdom priorities. Application: God first in choices, God first in finances, God first in marriage, God first in work, God first in temptations. Analogy: putting God second is like trying to use GPS after you're already lost. When God leads from the start, the direction is clear and the path is safe. Number 4. Work hard. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Proverbs 14 and 23. In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. A godly man is not lazy. He gives full effort because his work isn't just for a paycheck, it's worship. People should see Jesus in the way we work, show up, and handle responsibility. Detention deputy / corrections officer example: if you show up dependable, professional, calm under pressure, respectful to inmates, and consistent with your duties, people will notice. Your work ethic becomes a testimony that reflects Christ, without you even saying a word. Analogy: hard work is like planting seeds. Lazy men complain about not having a harvest. Godly men get to work and trust God for the increase. Number 5. Speak less, listen more. Proverbs 10 and 19. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. A godly man doesn't talk just to talk. He listens carefully, responds wisely, and avoids unnecessary arguments. Words carry weight. Once spoken, they cannot be taken back. Application: listen before you advise. Think before you speak. Wait before you react. Don't waste words, use them purposefully. Analogy: talking too much is like swinging a sword in a small room. Somebody's going to get hurt. Number 6. Physical training. 1 Timothy 4 and 8. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Glorify God in your body. Godliness is the priority, but physical training has value. A godly man honors God with his health, energy, discipline, and strength. You don't need to be a bodybuilder. Just be consistent. Application. Find a physical activity you enjoy, lifting weights, boxing, running, jiu-jitsu, walking. Your body belongs to God. Treat it well. Analogy. Taking care of your body is like maintaining a car. If you don't take care of it, it will break down long before it should. Number 7. Be a gentleman, Christ-like character. 1 Peter 3:7. Colossians 3:12. Proverbs 25:28. A godly man treats women with purity, honor, and protection. He walks in kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and self-control. Jesus, the perfect model of manhood, was strong yet tender, bold yet compassionate. Application: open doors, show respect, speak gently, control your emotions. Treat others as image bearers of God. Being a gentleman is not weakness, it's Christ-like strength. Analogy: a gentleman is like a thermostat, not a thermometer. He sets the temperature with calmness and self-control instead of reacting to everything around him. Conclusion: a godly man is not shaped in a moment. He is shaped by habits. These 7 habits build a foundation that strengthens your walk with God, your leadership at home, and your influence in the world. When you pray early, stay in the Word, put God first, work hard, speak wisely, stay physically disciplined, and treat others with Christ-like honor. Your life becomes a testimony that points people to Jesus. These habits shape a man into someone God can use, a leader in his home, a light in his workplace, a protector of his family, a witness of Christ, a servant in the church, a disciple who is consistent and dependable. Every man must ask himself, am I building habits that lead me closer to God, or habits that pull me away?